Quality Assurance Manager at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Tourism Authority, Natalie James Short, said legislation was passed in 2014 to enable the organization to implement training programs to ensure that all tourism providers receive a license.
The St. Vincent and Grenadines Tourism Authority is mandated to license all tourism service providers, and that's namely accommodation establishments, short-term vehicle rentals, taxi operators, tour operators, and tour guides presently. The necessary legislation was passed on the 28th of October 2014, which, by law, all of the above-named service providers needs to come into the Tourism Authority if they have not done so, fill out the necessary application form, and then we will take it from there where we either inspect your property or we have persons from the police that goes with us that will do the vehicles, to have those inspected. What we want to ensure the public is aware of is that come the 1st of February 2015, anyone who has not filled out the necessary application form is contravening the legislation that was passed in October 2014.
Mrs. James Short said the Tourism Authority will be seeking to heighten awareness on the importance of standards in the tourism sector through various forms of the media. She pointed out that a fine can be imposed on persons who do not register their businesses and services.
We start with radio announcements, newspaper articles. We have online social media that through our website. So those are just a few areas in which we basically are going again to let the public know that this is important to them, for them to continue to operate, and we want them to basically come on board. It's not our desire to go after anybody and fine them. However, the legislation is in place that if they continue to disregard the law, then we would send notices. But we ultimately don't want to go down that road. We want to raise our tourism standards, and this is just the beginning.
Mrs. James Short appealed to the service providers who have not yet registered with the authority to start the process now to ensure that they receive the necessary license.
We are just appealing to all the service providers who have not done so as yet, if they can come into our office so that they can start the process. While it may be that persons are contravening the legislation that was passed, we are not turning anybody away. We are encouraging them to come. We want them to come, because the thing is, while the grace period ends on the 31st of January, we still have to continue this process, because everyone, if they continue to operate their trade or if they want to continue, then they ultimately have to get licensed. We're not going to turn anybody away. So it's a continuous process, and we just want to make sure that we get it out there that we want them to come in. We are located in the second floor of the NIS building. Anyone can just walk in anytime between 8 and 4.
Quality Assurance Manager at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Tourism Authority, Natalie James Short. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.